يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن. You are listening to season 10 episode 11.
صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن.
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear sisters in Islam, once again I welcome you all. Another podcast of We Here and We Obey Ladies Only Halaqa. Inshallah, in today's episode we are planning to discuss Hadith number 11 of 40 Hadiths of Imam Nawawi series. Let's begin, sisters. This Hadith is narrated on the authority of Abu Khurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty is good, pure, and accepts only that which is good. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers to do that which He has commanded the messengers. Then in this hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after making that statement, he mentioned two ayahs from the Quran. One is from Surah number 23, verse number 51. And the other one is Surah number 2, verse number 172. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the case of a man who, having journeyed far, is disheveled and dusty, and who spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, while his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram. So how can his supplication, dua, be answered? This hadith is recorded in Sahih al-Muslim, sisters. For the easiness of understanding, inshallah, we will break this hadith into three main sections and let's go through it one by one, inshallah. Let's start with the very first statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبَةٌ. What does this mean, sisters? It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is good, pure, and accepts only that which is good. When we say the term طيب or pure or good, it's very likely that we instantly think about our personal hygiene or pure clean food. Even having a clean house, for example. But what this statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very hadith means, sisters? To explain it clearly, let's look at Surah Al-Ikhlas. I'm sure that we all know the surah by heart and its meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allahu samad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is eternal, absolute. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He neither begets nor is born. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nor is there to him any equivalent. There is none like unto him. This surah is the core of Islam, sisters. It tells who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how He is different from other so-called god or gods people do worship. The most important point to note here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nothing like Him. Let me explain, sisters. Even though the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the names that have been known as Asma'ul Husna, and some of His attributes are given to humans like As-Sami', meaning Allah is all-hearing. And if we take the name As-Sami', we know that we too can hear. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing is absolute. He can hear everything at the same time. No restrictions, unlike human sisters. Hence, His names and attributes are unique, absolute. And we have to understand those names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never compare to us. In simple terms, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all of the attributes of perfection and completeness. He is not in need of any partner, any wife, child, and so forth. He is also not in need of sleep or rest. All of these perfect aspects are implied in this one statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which every form of shortcoming, weakness, blemish, or need is removed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He Azza wa Jal is free from all of the above things we mentioned, and He Azza wa Jal is pure. The second part of the statement that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made was, He accepts only that which is pure. When we look at this statement, it does not simply talking about legal and pure wealth, but it is talking about all deeds that we do. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any deed unless it is free from any aspect that would ruin it. The deed must be free from any form of show or exaggeration. If the deed involves wealth, the wealth must be purely legal wealth. All deeds and all actions must be pure and free from any taint whatsoever. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept that deed. He is above accepting such a deed. So, in simple terms, all the acts, regardless whether they are related to our physical deeds or spiritual deeds, the deeds related to our daily life, the deeds that are related to other human beings, whatever they are, they should be pure. Now let's move on to the second part of the Hadith, sisters. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quotes two different ayahs, two different verses from the Quran. The first verse he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith is from surah number 23, verse number 51, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha ar-rusul kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu saliha inni bima ta'maluna 'azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O messengers, eat from the good foods and work righteousness. Indeed, I of you do am knowing. Take your mushafs and check it for yourself, sisters. This verse addresses the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts with the verse, Ya ayyuha rusul, meaning, O messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the messengers to do these things. The second ayah that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was from surah number 2, verse number 172, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. O you who have believed, eat from the good things which we have provided for you and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is indeed Him that you worship. This ayah begins with the phrase, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have believed. So who are the believers? That is you and me, sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding me and you to eat from the good things and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope you have noticed the similarity between these two verses, sisters. What is the similarity? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself explains it in a statement before he mentioned these two verses. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers to do that which He has commanded the messengers. So we should understand clearly that what we have been commanded to do is same as that which the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been commanded. Now let's move to the final part of this hadith, which is a story about a man, sisters. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a story. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A man who, having journeyed far, is disheveled and dusty, and who spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, Ya Rab, O Lord, O Lord, while his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram. So how can his supplication or dua be answered? We have discussed in detail in our previous podcasts about the conditions of acceptance of dua. We know that a traveler's dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three supplications are responded. The supplication of the oppressed, the supplication of the traveler, and the supplication of the father for his child. So if a person on a journey makes a dua, it's highly possible that his dua is accepted. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pointing out to this state in this hadith, saying he is in a long journey. Secondly, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam says about this person's state. Physical state of a person who travels in a desert. He is disheveled and dusty. This shows that this person is in a desperate situation. He is in need. There is no hope except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third character that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about this person is that he spreads his hand out to the sky. We know from the authentic narrations that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand all the way up and he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the times of desperation, like in wars or when he is praying the prayer for rain. And also we know the statement, your Lord is generous and is ashamed to turn away empty the hands of his servant when he raises them to him. The fourth character that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith is that the traveler calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by one of his lofty names. This is the fourth important character that is mentioned in this hadith, sisters. The person is making an urgent request of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repeating the fact that Allah is the Lord, Rabb. The term Rabb implies that Allah is the one who creates and sustains everything. The person is recognizing and admitting the fact by calling him Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one of the most beautiful names. He is admitting his dependence and need upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he calls Allah by this name. Once again, let me read the last part of this hadith, sisters. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who having journeyed far is disheveled and dusty and who spreads out his hands to the sky saying, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. After mentioning all those characters that increases the chance of dua being accepted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how can that person expect that his dua should be accepted while his food is haram, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram? Did you understand the concept, sisters? Did you understand the significance of our food, our drink, our clothing, and all the dealings being halal, sisters? If they are not halal, the dua we make will not be accepted. In this series of Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith, we have covered 9 podcasts so far. We have covered the hadith related to the topics of actions are but by intention, something about ihsan, then the pillars of Islam, how about our creation. Then we discussed about innovations in Islam and their consequences, staying away from doubtful matters. And then we discussed about how Islam is a nasiha. And in our final podcast, we discussed about staying away from unwanted things. In today's episode, we discussed about what are the things that stop our dua being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if you look closely, sisters, you will understand all the ahadith we discussed so far are connected, sisters. We have learned that our intentions, our food, what we watch, what we listen, what we read, what we study, everything should be halal. We see a similar message in the Quran that Nuh alayhi salam advised his nation to stay away from things that are haram, sisters. Please refer surah number 71, verse number 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salam said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, he is ever a forgiver. يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. If you do that, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will send rain from the sky upon you in continuous showers. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And give you increase in wealth and children and provide for you gardens and provide for you rivers. So these are the rewards that we can expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being away from that haram. We need to be extra careful. Develop ihsan and ikhlas, sisters. We know one of the daily adhkar of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this adhkar. He said, اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge, goodly provision and acceptable deeds. We should put effort to memorize this adhkar, sisters, and we have to recite it every single day as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, sisters. Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of today's podcast. May Allah make us among those who practice what they have learned and make us among those who command good and forbid evil. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's podcast, hoping to meet you all next week with another podcast. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.